now with an update about some of the programs being offered by the Youth Sports Alliance. I have Executive Director Emily Fisher. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning, Leslie.
So let's talk a little bit about the after-school programs, how they're going in the midst of a pandemic.
Oh, yeah. It has been a challenging year for sure. And in a year when I think no one thought it could be done, we are definitely finding ways to do it. And we're so thankful to all of our venues. I think it would have been easy for our venues just to close up shop this year and say we're not going to run programs or partner together. And they have been outstanding community partners. So far this year, we've had 961 students that have participated in our after-school program since September. And for Get Out and Play, we've had an increase in our scholarships. So 23% of those students have received scholarships, and then 13% for our Activate programs. This will definitely not be our biggest year ever, but we're on track to provide programming for 1,500 students, which is impressive considering we've definitely had to drastically reduce the number of participants per class. For instance, our ice skating program usually has 60 students per session, and this year has been capped at 20. So just finding different ways to run programs and get all of those students outside and active and off their screens.
Yeah. So given that you've cut the numbers back, have you had any problems with kids catching the coronavirus as a result of them coming together?
We have not. We've been really lucky that we have been able to figure out having pretty much all of our programming except one or two classes have been held outdoors. So whether that's our ski programs or mountain biking or some of our Activate classes, ballet, theater, all of those, we've been able to work with our partners to have partners outside or sort of rethink how their programming can run. So our, again, partners have definitely remained committed to being outside. We have a COVID protocol in place that's very similar to the schools. So we make sure that everyone is masked at all times. For instance, on our mountain biking, everybody's masked except when your foot is on the pedal, then your mask can come down. But otherwise, we've been successful with our COVID protocol.
Yeah, and you note that it's the kind of the commitment from your partners making this happen.
Yeah, it's been all about commitment and creativity have been key, and just figuring out. All the different ways we run programs have been different and probably more challenging. Huge shout out to Heather Sims, our programs director, and our Get Out and Play manager, Linda Bailing. They have put in definitely extra hours and worked with all of our partners to be creative. And for instance, Switchback Sports still outfitted more than 100 kids with skis and snowboards to make sure that all of those kids who are on scholarship could get their equipment. And the goal is still to get all of our kids in the community to feel included and participate in those programs. We also have an awesome partnership with the National Ability Center. They've allowed us to get 5 kids out skiing with their friends, which is different. A lot of times NAC programs are one-on-one, and this is a unique partnership so they can be in ski groups with their friends, whether they're have autism or in a wheelchair, they can actually participate with their friends, which is a little bit different. But then the other key component this year that's allowed us to keep programming inclusive is our volunteers. Because of our commitment to social equity, instead of having buses this year, because we weren't allowed to have buses, we hired a fleet of SUVs, and we've worked with ProTrans to transport students who can't otherwise participate for our Get Out and Play, Learn to Ski and Snowboard. But for each SUV, we have to have a volunteer chaperone in those SUVs. So we've worked with Advice Media as a local company in Kimball Junction, and they've allowed their employees to take time during the workday and allowed to not use vacation time or anything to chaperone those. Also Ski Utah, and we've had some retirees from Midway and Heber City, along with our usual cohort of parent volunteers that have stepped up to either be vehicle chaperones or on the mountain just to make sure that all the kids get connected to their instructors and then back to school or back to their parents' cars. So not just the financial support, but just very grateful for all of our partners and for the community to really rally around our programs and to make sure that they can happen even in the midst of a global pandemic.
Yeah, good shout out to Advice Media. That was very generous. So,
yeah, well, they honestly, we would not have been able to run our programs without them. So just very, very thankful to them.
And kind of moving forward, what have you guys got coming up this spring?
Yep, we'll continue to run programming through the end of the year. We do have some programs that are already sold out, but we have room in our Learn to Cross Country Ski program that we're running with Soldier Hollow for Wasatch Elementary School. And there's still room in our Learn to Cheer program that we're running at Woodward, and mountain biking that will start in April. So middle schoolers and junior high students also can sign up for Bow Collective and Intro to Skate Skiing. And there's other program offerings on our website, ysaparkcity.org.
Okay. Anything else you want to mention?
No. Just again, just a big shout out and thank you to the community for supporting us during this challenging year.
All right, Emily Fisher, Executive Director of the Youth Sports Alliance. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you.